Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto. Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is The Bert Show.
So I have seen this now with two of the wives in my life. One of my work wives, Jen Hobby, and my legal wife, Stacy, also going through the same struggle almost at the same time. And I hear the same words come out of both of your mouths, you know, like you want to quit, then you don't want to quit, and then you embrace it, and then you start smoking again, and then you don't. And it's just, it really is a tremendous, tremendous fight.
Yeah, it's definitely a big struggle. I mean, it's an addiction like any other one that people, you know, deal with, whether it's, you know, as simple as like sleeping pills or whether it's, you know, as big and as bad for you as cigarettes, you know?
For a while there, you were really strong about it. You're like, that's it.
Yeah, I quit for almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then what brings it on? Just a lot of stress, like the divorce?
Yeah, just emotional stress and that kind of thing. And I think it's like an old crutch, you know, that you go back to or whatever. And then it becomes, and then it's a habit again.
And I know you want to quit because you came up to Josh last week while I was in the studio. You were looking for him, and you're like,
yeah,
we got to come up with some kind of competition.
Yeah, because Josh has been trying to quit smoking too. And so I was thinking, I was like, maybe we can try to do this together, and then we can kind of check in with each other at work every day or whatever. And because there does have to be some sort of accountability, like somebody that you're checking in with and that kind of thing. I think you've got to really, really, really want to do it. When I was successful with it the first time for so long, I really, really, really wanted to.
What was different then? What was making you really, really, really want to do it back then that you can't seem to find now?
I think I wanted to have a baby.
Okay.
So that was motivation.
Right.
Because once you get knocked up, you can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, allegedly.
Some people would argue it's fine. Crazy.
Oh, God.
Cigars, different. Oh. So let me ask you this then. When you said you started smoking again, when it gets really stressful for you, like, I mean, anybody can understand that during a divorce, you're stressed out, so you lean on the cigarettes again. When do you start realizing that, okay, this isn't about stress anymore, this is just about me digging smoking cigarettes?
I think probably almost right away, because it just becomes a habit after that. And then you sort of connect it to all these different things in your life. You know, you connect it to, I know people connect it to driving, or you connect it to having a cup of coffee, or you connect it when you're having your glass of wine at night, or, you know, after a meal. There's all kinds of different things that it sort of like the habit attaches itself to. And then I think that's how it kind of starts.
And then once it gets in your system, I mean,
then you enjoy it.
It's a drug and it's hard to get off of. It's
right.
Painful.
Totally.
So what have you tried to get off of it besides going cold turkey?
Let's see. The first time I tried some Wellbutrin, this was probably, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I took it for 2 weeks and I didn't really like it. And it's not even supposed to work for 2 weeks. So then I quit without it. But I remember looking at a bunch of different websites and reading a couple different books at the time, which definitely helped because I was like, you know, focused and like on the mission.
Mm-hmm. And now it's just, if you were going to do it, you're planning on going cold turkey?
I mean, people have suggested all kinds of different things to me, like that Chantix stuff, but then I've heard about really bad side effects from that stuff.
What is that, a drug?
Mm-hmm. It's a prescription medication. And then
what are the side effects?
I've heard that you can get really depressed.
For how long?
I don't know.
Suicide.
Really?
Yeah, there have been cases of suicide. There have been a lot of lawsuits just in the first quarter of 2008 alone. Of course, it's something that I follow a lot. I don't know if people know who I am talking
about. Yeah, let me introduce you.
I would like to introduce you to Jesus.
Well, it's actually, actually God is saying, now, Janet, stop.
Yes, it is a drug.
This is a Sean Wheeler, and he is from surehypnosis.com. And we brought him in today to try to work his magic here on Jen Hobby. And I'm assuming a whole bunch of people come to you throughout the year and they're like, I've tried everything else.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the last thing that they try because everyone thinks that they're going to get hypnotized to bark like a dog and quack like a duck. And they don't know if people like me are charlatans or just taking advantage of them. So there's a lot of skepticism and a lot of fear.
Right.
So usually after they try all the other stuff, they come to me and they're like, I've tried everything. I'm going to give hypnosis a shot.
What's your success rate?
You know, I don't have exact percentages, but it's high, meaning that, like she said, the person has to really want to quit. And I can't come in and hypnotize somebody who has no desire to quit and make them do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a strong desire, it's something that can help them make it easier, meaning the thing she's talking about, like the being in the car and having a cup of coffee and when you get stressed out, all those associations make it really difficult to quit because you're having to battle with these thoughts all day long.
Right.
So what the hypnosis can do, if the hypnotist knows what they're doing, is you can make it to where those thoughts don't come as often, meaning that the person can forget about it most of the time. And that when they do think about it, you're thinking about it in the way that you did 4 years ago or when you quit.
Right.
Which is that you're thinking about it in a way that makes it unappealing to you. That's
right.
What we do.
So how long does the actual hypnosis take?
Well, it takes, you know, the session takes about an hour and a half the first time I work with somebody. And the actual hypnosis may take 30 to 45 minutes of that.
And then what will she feel? Just no desire for smoking?
You know, there's a range. And I want your listeners to know, to be honest, like people respond differently. Like I've had clients who smoke for 30 years, pack and a half a day, who quit and had no cravings and had no withdrawal.
Wow.
And I've done interviews with them. They're on my website. And so the thing is that some people, after being hypnotized, will experience an improvement, but it's not like magic like for those others.
Right.
So everyone responds differently, but if the person has a sincere desire, it's something that will help just about everyone.
Now, humans are pack animals, and we have our friends, and a lot of times smokers are friends with smokers, and
right.
sometimes, you know, people who didn't smoke smoked again because they're around friends that
right.
smoke. So if somebody's trying to quit smoking, but everybody around them is still a smoker, is it more
Doesn't matter. I actually just got an email yesterday from a woman that I hypnotized this summer to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said in the email was 2 weeks after her session with me, she was at her high school reunion. And at the high school reunion, all of her smoker friends were there. And she was really worried about it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
She was thinking, am I going to be able to not smoke around all these people?
Mm-hmm.
And she was so surprised that when she got there, she didn't have to fight it. She didn't have to resist it. She was hanging out outside with them while they were smoking.
Wow.
And she had no desire to do it. And that's not an exception. That's common.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when I do the session with people, what we do is we actually integrate those worries and concerns, whether it's having a few drinks and losing your inhibitions, whether it's having a stressful
Jen does
thing
that.
Coming
Jen's
up.
Jen's really bad about losing her inhibitions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to be in there all day.
Many people do. And once we talk about these things and you address them, because it's not just like you hypnotize someone and you say cigarettes are going to taste bad and, you know, you send them out, which is what I think a lot of people think hypnosis is. What it really is an understanding of what your concerns are and what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're hypnotized, you're hearing those things in a way that sticks, in a way that resonates. And so you don't forget about it later on.
Mm. Now, do you need some kind of like practicing license to do this?
No, you know, strangely, and I wish it were regulated, but being certified as a hypnotherapist or as a hypnotist is very easy. It's not regulated by the state. You know, there is no licensure in the same way that someone would be a counselor or a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Not at all. But there is a way, if you're looking for a hypnotherapist, to find out whether or not they've been appropriately trained, to see how much time they put into it, where they studied, and also to talk about their experience. So, you know, as a consumer, you have to be very, you have to be careful, and you have to do your research to find somebody who's good. But if you do that, then chances are the person's going to be able to help you.
Can you give us just a little sample? Like, obviously, we can't do the whole session here on
right.
radio. It's going to take much longer
than
that.
It would bore everyone to death, and people would crash into each other on 400.
But I'd sure like to like hear what the first minute or two sounds like. Like, if you and Jen were alone in a room together, and you
right.
were actually, we weren't here,
right.
and it's just you and Jen, how does it all go down?
Well, the thing I do first, actually, before we even do any hypnosis, and we talk for about, you know, 30, 45 minutes or an hour, we just chat, like really in a normal conversation. But before we do any hypnosis, what I do with people is a little exercise that actually involves helping them to think about how they'd see themselves as a person once the smoking habit was no longer a problem for them, really clarifying that through visualization. And once they have that clear picture of what that is, we actually connect it, tie it directly to the stimulus, meaning the craving thought, so that every time they actually have a craving, every time they think about a cigarette, they're aware of why they want to quit. And when you're thinking about That's it in cool. that way, you don't want to smoke. So we do that before we even do any hypnosis. Now, the actual hypnosis, well, I can slow my voice down, you know, and talk to her in a way that would help her to relax. But chances are that's going to make people on the freeway kind of drift over, you know, and become a little bit too relaxed. So, but what it typically is you don't have a stopwatch or anything like that. All I do is I say, close your eyes. And once I have them close their eyes, I have them focus on their breathing. And then I start to talk in a way that distracts them.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I talk about things that are happening around the room. I talk about things that they might be thinking about. Have them become aware of their body for a few moments. And then once you get them nice and distracted and relaxed, well, then, you know, there's some visualization that takes place. And then once the person is, in my judgment, is to the point where they need to be, that's when I start feeding you all the suggestions about the things that are important to you. That's when I start giving you the suggestions about how it's going to be, what you want to do. And in that state of mind, when you're relaxing in that way, like I said, the stuff really sticks in a way that it doesn't when you're just having a conscious conversation.
Is that when you can put the stuff in there about clucking like a chicken?
Exactly.
I've been hypnotized in one of those comedy shows before, and if you haven't been hypnotized, what happened to me was I was always in control of what I was doing, but when whatever he was asking me to do just felt like the most fun thing in the world.
Exactly.
So I wanted to do it.
Exactly.
But I didn't have to. Like, I knew I was in control to not cluck like a chicken or talk like, you know.
The way I describe it when I do those shows, because I do those shows too, and I volunteered in them and I've done them as a hypnotist, is that I say, you know exactly what you're doing, you just don't care.
Right.
Meaning you don't have the self-conscious awareness of like, oh, this person's judging me and that person thinks I look stupid. That's gone. And it's the coolest thing in the world because the people who are in the audience who are too chicken to get up there on stage, they don't know that the people on stage are having more fun than anyone else in the room.
Right.
They think that they're being controlled and manipulated, but when you're hypnotized in that show, you feel awesome and you're having a blast.
And you're loving it. You know exactly what you're
doing.
That
sounds cool.
It is. Cool.
Be hypnotized all the time.
When I first saw it in
Wendy
college.
Wendy wants to get hypnotized before she goes out on the weekends.
I thought it was scary. Like, when I first saw a show in college, when I was in college all those years ago, I didn't volunteer. I was like, I'm not going to be looking like a fool up there on stage. But later on, when I learned how to do this, and then I went to a show and I tried it, it's like, man, that's a piece of cake. And it's fun. And every time I go to a hypnotist show now, I went to one like a month or two ago at the Punchline, I jump up on stage and volunteer. And it's a party.
It's a party. It's a total good time. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go trial by fire here. We'll set up an appointment with Jen and you.
Cool.
If she's okay with it.
That's the most important thing.
The first thing we need to do is hypnotize her to say yes to all of this. And once she says yes, then she'll do a whole session with you, and then people can follow along and see if it works for her.
Perfect. Sounds good.
But if it doesn't, we'll be totally honest with them also.
Absolutely.
Okay. And we'll have a link on over to Sean Wheeler, too. It's purehypnosis.com.
That's right. And hypnosisfundraisers.com.
Great. And today's Great American Smokeout, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think people are trying at least for a day to see what it's all about.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it being here.
This is The Bird Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.